Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max. And this is a show, in case you haven't listened to this show before. It's basically a Bible commentary show. What I do on this program is read verses from either the Old Testament or the New Testament and comment on what was being read on the program. The reason why I've called it the Alternative UX is because there may be a program out there somewhere which has the same name, so that's hence the X at the end of Alternative U. My name is Mike. I go by the on this show I go by the alias of Max, and that's kind of like a sort of like a private joke, personal joke that I just would like to remain a mystery for now, and maybe eventually it's nothing. Actually, comes from a TV series that I purchased at our local Best Buy here where I live, and I was just really into this TV series for the longest time. And one of the characters on the show, his name was Max, so that's why I just kind of stuck with this. Alias is Max. It's not that I'm trying to hide anything or anything like that. My real name is Mike, and so let's get into the show today. Today is a 30-minute show. We're going to be reading from the book of Ezekiel. I'm not going to give out the guest call-in number just yet. Maybe I could give it out, but I just want to read first from the Bible in case there's anyone listening live. I guess I could give it out. The guest call-in number is 914-803-4324. That's 914-803-4324. And today I'm going to be reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, and commenting on that book. So before we start, what I usually like to do is just kind of say a little prayer, just to invite the Holy Spirit and the Lord to come in, to come into this program by His Spirit, and just to teach us the things that that I'm trying to teach here on this program. So, Lord, just we invite you to open Your Word to us, and to have us to have open hearts to receive Your Word today as we read from the book of Ezekiel. I'm just going to start reading. I'm going to start reading from chapter 1, the book of Ezekiel. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Verse 5. Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hands of a man were under their wings. So I'll say that again. The hands of a man were under their wings on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings touched one another. The creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion, and on the right side each of the four had the face of an ox. On the left side each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. and each went straight forward. They went wherever the Spirit wanted to go, and they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Now as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workings was like the color of beryl, and all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And they moved. When they moved, they went toward any one of four directions. They did not turn aside when they went. As for their rims, they were so high that they were awesome, and their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. When the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the Spirit wanted to go, they went, because there the Spirit went, and the wheels were lifted together with them. For the wheels of the living creatures was in the wheel. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up together with them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. And under the firmament, their wings spread out straight, one toward another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult like the noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads whenever they stood. They let down their wings, and above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone on the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around. Last verse. Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Okay, so today's program, I titled it, is Ezekiel's Vision of the Glory of God and His Manifest Presence for us today. I will read from the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel and comment on the vision that the prophet has. I will explain why this vision is recorded as part of the Old Testament and how Jesus Christ fills the glory that is in us and in His church right now. I will not reference verses in the New Testament, but will stick with Ezekiel's vision and how it applies to the church in our own lives. So, basically, the Bible is a synergistic book. When Ezekiel speaks about his vision that was given to him, and it is a vision of God. It's a vision of God's glory. More particular, it's a vision of God's glory. The reason why it is important that this is in the Bible is not because the Bible in this chapter seems to be like some kind of science fiction or some fantasy sort of novel where Ezekiel seeing all these different kinds of beings. And yes, I personally believe that the living creatures that are talked about in this verse could be angels. I believe they are living creatures. The Bible in the book of Revelation, even though the book of Revelation talks about living creatures that stand around the throne saying, holy, 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 holy. But more importantly, I think the reason why this is in the book of the Bible is because the Bible is a book that that manifests God's presence to this world. So Jesus Christ was the glory. He was the glory of God. He was God in man. He was the man God. He was divine. He was God in the flesh. God come in the flesh. He's the third person of the, or he's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the second person of the Trinity. And so to believe in Jesus Christ means that you you should believe in the glory of God. The glory of God is his presence. The glory of God is what God radiates. The glory of God is how we can have fellowship and communion with God, and when we express the glory of God, or when we hold the glory of God within our own bodies or spirits in our own bodies, that is not our glory. It is God's glory, which He has revealed in us through His Son Jesus Christ. So, the reason why I believe that this book, or this chapter in this book, is important about Ezekiel's vision is because I personally believe that everything points to everything. Well, we are to give glory to God. The reason why Christ died on a cross 2,000 years ago was because was not just to redeem mankind, but was also that we should not the glory for ourselves, in other words, but that we should manifest God's presence in this world through the proclamation of God's word, through expressing God's glory through art and through song and through other various means. But most importantly, the reason why the glory of God is revealed in this chapter is to give mankind, I was going to say a taste, but it's more than just a taste, but to give mankind an experience, possibly, that there is a God, and that His glory is revealed through the Bible, and most particularly in this chapter in the book of Ezekiel. So that said, I do believe that it's God's glory that is being revealed here, and in the entire Bible, God's glory is being revealed. But in the Old Testament, Ezekiel is given a vision of God's glory, and I do believe that this vision includes angels and the throne of the Lord. If you look back, one caution here, the Bible does say that God will not share His glory with another. We are jars of clay, as the New Testament says. We hold these mysteries in jars of clay, and any attempt to draw glory or claim to ourselves should immediately be challenged and thrown away or thrown back to what God is doing in our lives. I think it was Timothy or Paul, I'm not sure, but they, one of the followers, disciples, or apostles of Christ in the New Testament said, "It is not me who is working; it's Christ in me." And I believe that the Apostle Paul also said that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, we as believers have not received our full inheritance, so to speak. We have a foretaste of heaven in the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. So with that said, I think I have the safety and the freedom to look a little bit more deeper into this vision in which Ezekiel has in chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel. It says here, now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the year, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God on the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Verse 4, then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing it, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. So then Ezekiel goes on to describe what he saw, starting with these four living creatures. I personally don't believe, no, I may be wrong about this, but I don't believe that, I mean, I believe if we're going to look at the theology that is described in this book, you could say that, you know, being that it's a vision of God's glory, I'm not too sure if you would take the visions of the living creatures as a literal interpretation of what he's actually describing here. I believe what it's describing here in this book is what Ezekiel saw, exactly what Ezekiel saw. So, but there are portions in the scripture where we are left to mysterion, to mystery. God was necessarily giving Ezekiel a clear vision of heaven, per se. I believe he was revealing. Excuse me. I believe God was revealing His glory to Ezekiel through this vision. Whether or not this vision has any practical implications for our lives here in the 21st century, I would say that the Bible definitely does have application. And if we're going to apply any kind of verses in this chapter to our own lives, I think what really stood out for me when I was reading it was what is says here in verse 28. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And I think that's where we have to be careful, because if we're going to be reading this chapter, thank you, Lord, if we're going to be reading this chapter and we look at the vision that Ezekiel is describing and we take this in a literalistic kind of a form, we could get into trouble with all kinds of things. I believe the vision was real and what he saw in the vision was real, but at the end of verse 28, it says, this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. It could very well be that what Ezekiel is describing here in this vision, with the four living creatures is very much what is in heaven, and Ezekiel is seeing a vision of heaven. He's seeing a vision of the glory of God, and can you imagine? This is why the prophets were very powerful people in the Old Testament. It's not there. I don't believe that we have prophets now. I don't believe that anyone is an apostle now. I believe that the prophets were leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ in this world. They were calling a nation back to repentance. Ezekiel here is given a vision, most likely not for his own benefit, even though he probably did benefit from what he saw. I'm sure his faith. I'm sure if you were given an appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, you would be greatly increased by your faith. The book of Ezekiel is a very interesting book. I'm not going to start reading from chapter 2. I could do that now, but I really want to stick with this vision that Ezekiel had in the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And I guess if I look at practical applications, how it applies to the church and our own lives, the church is kind of like a container, and in this container is the glory of God. The church holds and to the world in the 21st century what the prophets and the scriptures were giving to the world in prior to the birth of Christ. God wants to reveal his glory to mankind, and the greatest expression of God's glory to mankind was the incarnation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and his subsequent death on the cross, his death for the payment and penalty for our sins. And so, but God's glory is fully revealed in Jesus Christ. Obviously, God on this earth, his glory is fully was fully revealed in Jesus Christ. But we speak of things that we do not fully comprehend. We speak of things that we fully things that are revealed in the Scripture. And so, when God reveals his glory in the Bible, most particularly in what we're talking about in this chapter in the book of Ezekiel, it's to invoke feelings of fear if we are living in isolation from God, if we've never received a God's free gift of salvation, which is offered through the vicarious death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But for those of us who have a personal relationship with God, I believe that it's not like, you know, God's glory is not revealed for personal, sort of like vainglorious kind of ways. In other words, God doesn't reveal his glory so we can maybe do what I'm doing right now, kind of like dwelling on the fact that he is awesome. I mean, God doesn't need us to give him glory. God demands that, one of the main reasons for human beings to be alive is to give glory to God. But because we have free will, it's our choice whether or not our lives are going to be an expression of God's glory, if we are going to live our lives in a way that gives glory of God. I believe I said I wasn't going to quote the New Testament, but I'm thinking of one verse right now, which is found, I believe, in the book of Romans. It's, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." We as human beings are finite beings. We do not possess anything that is, I should say, anything that is worth redeemable in and of ourselves. God does not need to save us. God did not need to send his Son into the world to forgive us of our sins, but it was one of his attributes that maybe we don't fully quite yet understand. It is his love that caused him to send Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins, and it is his love that is the reason why he saves human beings. That is the reason why we give glory to God, and that is the reason why God has deigned to reveal his glory to mankind, because of his love. It's God's kindness that leads us to repentance, and it's his love that saves us. So I believe, as I said earlier at the beginning of this program, that the Bible I was implying that the Bible was a synergistic book, that it's not arbitrary that in the first chapter of Ezekiel that God reveals his glory through the vision that Ezekiel receives as a prophet of God. Not only did he see this vision, but it says here he saw visions of God. So this was just one of the visions that Ezekiel saw. I believe when God reveals himself to the human heart, and this is how it can apply to your life and to my life, there has to be a response. God does not let us sort of see his nature, part of his nature. We cannot behold God fully, but he has revealed part of his nature in the Holy Bible. So when his nature is revealed to us, it demands a response, and that response simply can be yes. Simply can be yes, Lord, I believe that you are real. I believe that your Bible is true. That response can be very personal. It can be something that, when God reveals his presence to us, it can mean that that the fullness is found in Jesus Christ through what he did for us on the cross. So it demands a response. By the way, you've been listening to the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max. I did give out the guest call-in number earlier on in the show. There's only 3 minutes left to go on the show, and I'll give it out one more time. The guest call-in is 914-803-4324. You're listening to the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio, and I guess there is a very strong verse that is found in the Bible, which says that Jesus says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. He also says not one jot or tittle will be done away with until everything is completed. I believe that's how the verse goes. And so when we are, and just a cautionary word here, the Bible does warn us not to worship angels. And I don't think that Ezekiel's vision of angelic beings is for him to worship the angelic beings. I believe angels are an expression of God's glory, at least the angels which serve the Lord. I believe that mankind is created in the image of God, and therefore we have a responsibility to keep the things that God has entrusted to us in a way that is honorable, and in a way that represents who Jesus Christ is in our own lives. And so the Bible says that I believe it's in the book of John, and it says that we need to have a personal, we need to be born again. Jesus says, truly, truly, you must be born again. I believe that that there are things that are revealed in the scripture which without a proper understanding of who Jesus Christ is, we will have a hard time understanding how these things can apply to our own lives. And I think once you understand certain truths about yourself and about the nature of man and about the nature of God, you will understand that yes, this life is fleeting. And there is what we call eternity. As Christians, we believe in eternity. And so I believe this was part of what Ezekiel came to understand. understand in this vision. Anyways, thank you very much for listening. This has been the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Mike, aka Max. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.